This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I Were You with Jake and Amir.
He's 34.
Okay.
So that's going to...
35.
35, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my birthday yesterday.
No, that is bulbous, actually.
Yeah.
You
it's a disc.
You slipped more than one disc,
it's
brother.
It's a disc.
Wow.
It is a disc.
That is a herniated disc.
Woo!
Hey, we're in Manhattan.
Hell yeah!
I don't know the last time we had a show in Manhattan.
Did we ever have a show in Manhattan?
Ever? Yes. We had a lot.
That's
we used to
awesome.
Do like a monthly show in Chelsea.
That's awesome. Where's Chelsea?
You've lived in L.A. for 4 years. You've forgotten everything?
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember Chelsea.
You with...
it's on Grower.
You without glasses is the worst thing. It's rare to see someone that looks uglier without them.
You guys are a good crowd. Wow, look at this. Penguin suits.
Oh, my God.
That's some old... that's some old school shit. Scarves? See... these references are so old, I don't even know what you're talking about. So for those of you who've been here before, and those of you who haven't, what this is an advice podcast. Can you believe it? All these people here for an advice podcast. Doesn't make sense.
These people in the Penguin outfits are like, what? I thought it was watching the old videos.
With commentary. Should we just do that? That would be a lot easier on
us. Awesome. Actually, I'm a lockbox. I know the script to every single Jake and Amir by
really?
Heart. Name your favorite one and I'll just repeat it. What was it?
Tinder.
That one was recent and I don't know it. Her name is Load.
Nice.
Is that what I say?
How's it?
Yeah.
This is fun. I feel like I'm an aging rock star playing our greatest hits. Who else wants to hear fucking Freebird?
Dude,
what
Mickey,
else?
My friend!
What?
Mickey!
Mickey, my friend.
All right, now let's do a new song.
10 minutes about blowing homeless people.
Anyway, people from all over the world email us. They're curious. They're wondering our wisdom, our advice to try to get them out of sticky situations. We often record this alone in our studio, so it's so exciting that we get to record in front of 390,000 of our closest
That's
friends.
Right. For those of you guys listening at home, it was insane. We did an arena.
We sold out MetLife Stadium.
They were all chanting, "Oh, geez, Shells was a dream." Lighters swinging in the air.
All right, let's take a seat and answer some questions,
yeah, okay.
Shall we?
This is a great rug. A really nice rug. This has to be from Overstock, does it not? Is this the overdyed new loom, 5x8? Is Wayfair? Cool. Skullet, they say. You don't know how much whiskey is in here, man.
It's not a lot.
It's gotta last me all show.
All right. This man writes, "Hey guys, longtime listener, first time not giving a shitter.
It's a nice old reference too.
I've got a sticky situations on my hand, literally. I'm on a business trip, and tonight at a client dinner, one of the female clients, also out of her hometown on business, started giving me meaningful looks across the dinner table.
Huh?
Very
That's
good.
That's romantic.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Let's get cozy.
Yeah.
We should have face masks.
Sleepover.
The more she and I drank, the more openly flirtatious she became, and I reciprocated.
Huh?
After dinner, the whole group went to a bar, and she ended up sitting next to me. Honestly, she's not that attractive.
Huh?
And married. But when she... But when she dropped a hand on my thigh, I got a raging boner. After several minutes, she placed her hand firmly over my dick. And after a few seconds, I totally jizzed. That's right. You're right to clap. So,
a standing ovation.
I was so embarrassed, but I didn't think she noticed. When I went to leave, she gave me a wink and pointed at my crotch, which I was horrified to see a huge wet spot. So my question is this. Did I cheat on my wife?
Wow, that's good writing.
It's only been a few hours, but I'm losing my mind. Please let me know if you answer this one. Thanks. And then his fake name is...
He chose.
Dr. Alphonse Robusto. Let's give it up for Dr. Alphonse.
The question is, did I cheat on my wife when someone gave me a hand job?
But it was an OTP, HJ.
And just a very lazy one at that.
Yeah. Honestly, if he didn't jizz, would you even say that's cheating? And also, if it's just the jizzing, what if he's like on a crowded subway and accidentally jizzes? Is that also
that's
cheating
accident,
on you,
man.
Babe?
That's predatorial.
I'm just saying is all. Do the ends justify the creams?
I see that written on your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that is a tattoo, brother.
I thought it would go over well. Did he cheat on his wife?
No. But you did something else bad. I don't know. Next question?
And that's the joy of answering questions. You don't have to give a shit. So this guy's in a moral predicament, and we're just like whatevskis on to the next. I'll do that with any sort of like sticky situation. So if my father comes to me in a bind, I'm like, deuces. I don't have to care. Does that make sense to you?
Does your dad often come to you when he's in trouble?
And I am the last resort.
What do you think?
I think he cheated because he got a hand job from a stranger.
But it was basically a hand job. It wasn't a full hand job.
That's right. She just placed her hand and he, like a prepubescent teen, couldn't contain himself.
I think what happened in her mind was like very, very cheating. You know? Like, so to this lady, you conveyed that you wanted her and then she put her hand on you and then you jizzed instantly. So while you didn't do anything like terribly wrong, you just sort of embarrassed yourself. That lady is sitting there at the bar as he's upstairs furiously writing us this email, having not changed his pants at all, coming up with Dr. Alphonse Robusto. And she's down there being like, I'm going to fuck that guy. So like he's entered into a dangerous situation.
Yeah, I would say he's already in the dangerous situation. He's
that's
already
also
came
what I
in
said.
His pants.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's more embarrassing.
Can you train danger. Yourself to do that without touching yourself? Is that like a tantric thing?
Do you think that's like a power?
Yeah.
Like a good thing you want to be able to...
So you're in a business meeting. Your hands are where everybody can see them. But in your mind's eye...
And in your penis's eye.
Yeah, in your cock's eye, things are just getting off.
And you think that would be a wise thing to do at business?
What's the alternative? Masturbating in front of everyone? Who has the time?
It would be kind of nice if you could just put your hand on your penis and it would come instantly.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Dude. It's like Spider-Man, but a little more effort.
We know you really envy the guy.
Oh, it's happening.
Dr. Alphonse Robusto also does sound like a superhero or like a Spider-Man villain.
Please call me Alphonse.
Spider-Man is like, and Alphonse is like, it stayed in the pants, but it's just as sticky, Spider-Man.
You win this round.
As you win all of the rounds.
But can you get, isn't it funny that like the first hand touching a thigh is so much sexier than like actual sex because it's such like a subtle, small, public, secret, shameful thing.
Oh yeah, so I guess you did cheat on your wife. Because you describing it right now was actually pretty hot.
Yeah, I see it happening.
Don't touch it. It's primed to go off.
Can I just shake your hand though?
Oh!
The gay boy!
Oh!
All right, you cheated on your wife, Alphonse. I don't know what else to say. Does anyone have a girl's name?
I heard of Crandis, who, and yeah, that is, yeah, Crandis, that works, that'll play.
Yeah. Crandis, with a silent Q in the middle, writes,
no way.
I'm a 22-year-old girl who has been in a long-distance relationship since graduating college. Yeah, tell me about it. Overall, everything has been A-okay, but of course there's a slight problem, and boy, oh boy, does this problem stink.
Oh?
Yay. Last weekend, I was visiting my man, Candy, and accidentally ripped ass while we were snuggling in his bed. Mind you, this is the first time I've ever farted in front of him. Well, he got super weird about it and called me gross.
Oh.
Yeah, the worst thing to call someone. No joke, he brought up the fart 4 times over the rest of the weekend.
Remember when you...
farted, yes, I remember.
That was an hour ago.
The plot thickens.
Over like the stitch.
That just means she shat her pants or something. The fart thickens. Over dinner, he told his dad about my stink. And what did the dad say? That in 26 years of marriage, he had not even once heard his wife fart. My boyfriend doesn't have any sisters, so I'm concerned that he has a weird prejudice against femme farts. How do I have a serious conversation about farts without laughing? Am I doomed to hold in my farts for eternity? Is he a sexist? Love, Crandis. Let's give it up for Crandis.
Okay. You're a quick farter.
Yeah, I'm a quick farter. I like to open the floodgates. Date, let's say 1.5.
Yeah. I've seen you send an audio message. It's like once you went on to left Tinder onto text.
Yeah.
You just like ripped ass into your phone.
Hey, it's Amir.
And when a girl farts in front of you, do you think that's fine?
It's disgusting.
Good man.
Oh, I'm coming again. No, I'm open with farting. As some of you may know, I'll fart on an airplane, an air train, any type of air transportation. I don't think it's rude. I think it's natural. Excuse me if my bowels are a little bit rumbly, but it's frankly selfish of you to ask me to leave it in implicitly, even implicitly. So I'll take a fart on an airplane, and if anyone even gives me the side eye, I'll say, oh, I'm sorry. Aren't you?
I had a hurt tummy.
Yeah. So you want me to just squeeze it until I go to the laboratory or whatever the fuck they're called on an airplane?
You're often in the middle seat, ripping ass. ordering chili.
I'll choose the middle so as to justify the farts better.
I think that's...
Is a lavatory just an airplane bathroom?
No, it's not.
So any bathroom is a lavatory, but only airplanes decide to call them that?
I think many places decide to call them that.
No.
What are you talking about?
You'll go to a restaurant and it'll say lavatory?
Sometimes.
No, I don't think that's true. Guys, back me up or not?
That was tepid at best, and I think it was just people feeling bad for you.
Does anyone know the true answer? And don't just yell to be heard. I want an actual English doctor to tell me the difference. Oh, isn't your
if you
mom
don't have
English
a British
teacher?
Accent, you can shut the fuck up.
Your mom's an English teacher.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If only she were here at the show. Mother? Mother? Mother?
I'm here, Jake.
God, fuck you, weirdo, for trying to do my mother's voice. I very, very deliberately taped off her seat earlier. So I know she's over there, and also that that's not what she sounds like. Mother? There's three different people saying yes. But one of them is definitely my mom. Go ahead, pose your question.
Dear Mrs. Hurwitz, is a lavatory only an air... Oh, she's cut it. That's okay. Yeah, do you know the answer to that question? An outdated term for a bathroom. Any bathroom.
She's trying to be diplomatic, but you are a fucking moron.
That was your dad. But what?
Mom.
Oh!
I love you so much, Mommy. You can do no wrong.
She said, just for those of you listening at home that couldn't quite hear, she said a lavatory is an antiquated term for any bathroom, but it's only primarily used on airplanes.
So in a way, we're both right. That's what she's trying to get across.
She's trying to save face.
Anyway, yeah. This guy cheated on his wife. What's the next question?
Picking up, that's the last question.
Oh, yeah.
This is the woman who farted in front of her.
So she cheated on her wife.
No. It's not always
cheating question.
On the wife. Are you okay with female farting? Is it a big deal?
Of course not.
Whoa.
Of course I'm okay with it, and of course not. It's not a big deal.
So she should what here?
Is I think he she sexist? Has to just keep on ripping ass until it becomes like not a thing anymore.
Keep farting, keep smiling, knowing you can always fart on me.
Fart sure.
That's good.
That's what farts are for. Keep smiling.
Keep farting. Keep sharding. Anyway, I graduated college, and all right, here we go. Next question, we need a guy's name.
What was it? Huh? Chide Bundale?
That's also your mom. Chide Bundale. I like that.
You keep on turning to your friend and going, yes. What is Chide Bundale? He doesn't have the answer. What is Chide Bundale? I made it up on the spot, if it please, my lord. Good. And namaste.
And if it doesn't pleases him?
But it does.
All right. Chide writes... So to start, I'm a 20-year-old college dude going to school in Alberta, and lately me and this girl have been hanging out lots, and we're both pretty into each other. She's the perfect woman, and I enjoy myself every time I'm around her. However, she has a fucking bunny rabbit. And I'm really allergic. I cannot stay over to her place due to my allergies. So why won't she come over to my place? Good question.
Didn't ask it.
Well, I rescued a hairless sphinx cat. And he's a fucking pimp. She's terrified of him and refuses to come and see him and will not stay over. I've tried many times just to meet them, but she refuses every time. It's getting really tough to hang out with her because often it includes going out for a bite and my bank account is dying a slow and painful death. Should I dump her completely? Is there any way around this? I will not get rid of my cat.
No. That is a non-starter.
Because he's a fucking beauty. Thanks, dudes. Love, Chide. Chide Abundo.
Love, Chide.
He sent a picture of the cat.
Yeah, there's a picture of a cat.
Let's see the picture of the cat if we have it.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Grandpa!
I'm a pimp, aren't I, Chide? Chide, take me to the bars. We'll get you so much pussy, Chide. Stroke my skin, Chide. You're not allergic to me. Oh, Chide, if we come home empty-handed, you can fuck me, Chide.
Why is it a snake a little bit?
I've never met a sphinx, so I just imagine that's how they talk.
This one is, we'll try to put a picture online for those of you listening at home, but he was hairless, an evil-looking old cat with a bow tie for some reason.
Yeah. Do you have a bow tie?
I love animals now that I have a dog and I have compassion for all pets, but I'd be okay if every hairless cat was murdered.
Yeah. Hell, you'd do the murdering.
I'll twist their heads off like it's a fucking bottle of beer.
Yeah. No, I would drown that cat. I would hold that cat underwater.
And it would, because the worst part would be touching its skin.
Right. And it would be wriggling, and then like just before it died, it would turn up and be like, I am Lucifer.
Oh.
And that guy is like, my girlfriend has a bunny.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend has a great pet, and you have a fucking monster.
So should he dump her?
Yes. Spare her this horrific cat that you have.
Yeah, I think if you have a cat like that, you have to find someone that likes the cat, which is like, that's how you start. You have to be like, you have to join a dating app that for people that like that kind of...
That cat photo should be your Tinder bio. That's
imagine stroking that wet, sort of slimy cat back.
Come instantly.
Yo! You know she has like a hard spine on that little scrotum-skinned body of hers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's actually really hot.
Oh, so you do like the cat.
Yeah. All right, we're just about halfway done, so why don't we take a break? You can keep recording, but we won't release this part. Let's get a round of applause as we're out for the break.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, Just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
That
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
dangerous
subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
We thought it'd be fun if we had a guest on the show that we've never had on our show before. Can you believe that? A live show guest that's never been on the show? What a risk.
But who could it possibly be?
Who here has played HQ before?
Because our next guest has also played once.
And is also the host of it.
Whoa!
What the hell? Please put your hands together for Scott Rogowski!
Thank you. Do I get the middle seat?
Yeah, have a seat. Middle seat.
Oh my goodness.
Got quick you. Question. Give me one.
When did you ditch Jake for the brawny man?
Oh!
That's sort of a compliment. So
yeah, it is. He's a handsome motherfucker, that brawny man.
Good man. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
It's so nice to be here with College Humor's Jake and Amir in their late 40s.
We're sort of trying to distance ourselves from that chapter of our lives.
No, it really is so cool to be here in the lower east side.
Yeah, we walked here seemingly by accident.
Were you given two options? It was here or a barge in the East River? Were those the options for the show?
Barge
would
have been cool, actually. That,
barge it!
We should barge it next time.
I say let's barge it.
All right, Scott,
You
know the name of the game. We're helping people out as much as possible.
I love helping people.
The only deal is that we need fake names to preserve their anonymity. You get that. You've been there before. Mm-hmm. So this is from a man. I don't want to call him his real name. Do you have a fake name for this man?
Shlomo. Go back to Shlomo.
So fast.
Your fake name sounds like my middle name. But Shlomo writes, I am the only guy. It's fun to be the not the most Jewish person on the podcast.
Right?
Yeah.
For once. This is really why you brought me here.
That's exciting. What a world. All right. Shlomo writes, I am the only guy in the world with a curved erection.
That's not true.
When my member is soft, it's completely normal. But when hard, my dick curves slightly to the left.
Wait, slightly? And you wrote our podcast?
I really only want to hear about it if it's severe.
Mine's a fucking right angle.
Mild to moderate. But I do respect a guy who used the word member.
Yeah. Also very Jewish. I never thought it was a problem, but sometimes the angle of my dick compromises my sex life. After sex with my GF, the left side of my penis is chafed and the skin dries and sometimes falls off. It's gotten so bad in the past that it has prevented me from intercourse entirely. Do either of you gentlemen suffer from a curved cock? Or a CC, as I call it. SOS, warm regards, Shlomo. P.S. See you at the New York show on April 6th.
Oh! Come on down! The plot hardens and curves to the left.
Is Shlomo here?
No, he's... What?
Is that the guy that pretended to be...
Wait, are you really here, Shlomo?
Oh, no.
You just said, yeah. I don't know. You got it. You're going to have to whip out your dick and prove it.
I also wouldn't say yeah. Is Shlomo willing to chime up?
I am Shlomo.
Oh, my God.
I'm Shlomo. And see.
So, curvature. Normal? Abnormal? What's the yaw of your dog?
That's your new podcast.
Let's name that yaw. I come out with a little protractor. So there's like a slight curvature, which is like sort of like the earth. Then there's like the full, like, it's an obtuse almost, kind of like, I don't know, the right part and the diagonal part of a stop sign. There's the full left hook, the turn, of course. Right. There's the crowbar, the full Yui, the U-turn. And finally,
the
loop
de loop.
Yeah.
If it was a loop, he would.
Would you go for, if first of all, which one of those is the most ideal? I'm thinking loop, just for novelty.
Ideal?
Yeah, it's
you
like pissing out of a silly straw.
Bank off of a loop.
If you can do the loop, I would say go for the loop. Obviously, you don't have a choice in the matter. This guy's sort of stuck with a slightly left-turn dick that he has. Does this ring true for either of you?
I am straight and to the point.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
A double A battery can't turn. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I like to describe my penis as concise.
Yeah. You look at a Jenga tower that's only two blocks tall, it's not going to be curving in any direction. A tight 15 millimeters.
Yeah. I'm 11 degrees Celsius.
Anyway, Jake, does your dick curve?
You've seen my penis, you know. Let's get to this.
Even with the curvature, I've never heard of the problem of like chafing on one side and then what's on the inside, like just a soft, moist, kind of like a hairless cat situation.
People don't like the word moist.
It's like a rainforest on one side and the desert on the other.
I feel like,
two different climates.
That sounds like psoriasis. It sounds like he's got a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And a curved penis.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a rash.
Yeah, there's a venereal disease.
So you're saying don't worry about the curvature, worry about the dermatitis.
Yeah, or the dermature.
Very good.
That was an aneurysm. So you pick it up. You just pick it up when you're on here.
Does anyone feel like they really understand this guy's plight, chafing on one side and not on the other? You're getting one of these.
There's somebody raising their hand right there. I was going to say that.
No, you were not.
I was going to say that.
You were not going to say Pyrrhus.
You don't completely understand the condition, but you do know an obscure disease.
You said you can't speak with any level of certainty, but you should check
and you
specifically for Pyrrhus disease. By the way, that's your name. So you're the Lou Gehrig of having a bent dick.
What is Pyrrhus disease?
Oh!
How many people have this? Rap battle! Rap battle! Right now!
DJ Peronius. So what's Peronius, sir?
It's like when you get scar tissue in your dick and it permanently curves.
Twisted dick!
Twisted dick syndrome.
This is like an awesome med school class. And I'm the student. So you're saying scar tissue causes the curvature of your dick to shift to the left or right?
That's what
everybody's like so tempted, like, I think that's what I heard it is. And I experience none of that. My dick is long, straight, wide.
It's what?
It's box circumcision that happens as well.
Oh, that is anti-Semitic.
Are all
circumcisions are botched. The penis comes out perfect.
She said that was as a result of a botched circumcision. Am I to feel bad for a 1,000-year tradition that my father forcibly put on me?
That went horribly awry?
I had a botched circumcision.
Really?
In what way?
The moil took off the penis and left the foreskin.
What?
It's like the Tom and Jerry thing where he takes a slice and then takes the rest of the cake. You could only make that joke in that tie. That's a very accurate matzah tie. I'm so surprised they let you
just
wear that.
You just want to eat it, don't you?
I can't believe they let you wear that on HQ. That's so progressive.
I definitely push my Jew liberal agenda on this thing as much as possible.
I saw yesterday's final answer was, who are the legit chosen people? And everybody had to answer because they wanted cash. How much do you get paid to host that?
All right, buddy.
No, I'm serious.
Let's talk about the guy's current dick.
We can fucking talk candidly. We're just friends here. No, per episode, not per day. I'll do the math.
This is...
Let me see your... Take out your W-2. Oh, it's curved to the right.
Just
it's
another time.
I get paid in the corrosive.
Good man.
As my contract stipulates.
So basically, curved dick, not that big of a deal. Can you say that? Can we say that with certainty?
We don't know how far it's curved.
Can we just say dicks in general, not that big of a deal?
If you got one, fine. If not, that's also all right.
You're better off.
Yeah. Depending on the curvature, you're saying don't sweat it.
I just think there's different positions that you could try.
Which one adjusts for the left curve?
If he went on his side and she went on her back, yeah. And they sort of like interlocked their legs.
Yeah.
The cherry picker. I would have to, yeah. Can I?
An Iroquois twist.
Demonstrate.
So someone's going to have to take a photo of this.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So go up. Lie on your back.
Go up or lie on my back?
Lie on your back and your legs up in the air.
You pushed me.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah. Ah!
Oh, yeah.
This is a figure fuck leg lock.
Come on, right there, right there. I want to see you work. I don't know if you want it. That's it, come on, take it again.
So I dropped out of college. I didn't want that.
Wait, the money shot. We need the money shot.
All right, let's get back into it. All right, that was
the money shot.
$5,000.
We have fun, don't we? It's not an If I Were You Live if I don't simulate fucking my best friend.
While Scott watches and directs the whole thing.
I have a genuine question.
Yeah.
And it relates to what just happened here.
What could you possibly have?
This could be a jumping off point for a good conversation. I've always thought about this. If one, or I guess two, were to, in public, maybe at a street corner or just, you know, outside a library, mime sex, clothes on, is that an arrestable offense? Could you do it? Could you just go out there with your girlfriend, boyfriend, and just start, like, doing this, and in your clothes, right there in the could you get arrested for that?
It's lewd conduct.
It's lewd conduct?
You can get fined for it.
You get fined.
I feel like I'm watching
Mom, what do you think?
You're an English teacher. I feel like I'm watching a pornographic version of HQ or something. Am I supposed? Are there multiple answers?
HQ After Dark.
Yeah. Is it A, illegal, B, frowned upon,
or C, just... See, they do it in a club.
See, in a club, it's okay.
Yeah,
but
it's grinding.
If you just take it outside, is my question. Is it? I don't know. I've thought about this. I've tried to do it in the CVS. And
what about yelling "fuck you" at a police officer? Is that illegal?
I think that is illegal.
What's the crime there,
is it?
Your Honor? Freedom of speech.
This fucking pig looked at me funny.
They're very fragile, sensitive people, and that, you know, that's an assault in their eyes.
Oh, okay.
No, you can say questions. A lot less, by the way. It depends on the color of your skin and get arrested for it. Let's say that.
Hey, let's get real.
Unfortunately, let's get real.
Let's get real. I was just pantomime fucking Jake, but let's fucking talk about it.
It's funny to imagine. Before this, the podcast in here was Pod Save the People, hosted by DeRay McKesson.
Yeah.
And then... Not an hour later, I was fucking you on the stage. How far we've fallen.
Yes.
In just 2 short hours. Next question. Do you guys have time for another question? It seems like we do. Why don't we call on the crowd for another guy's name? Oh, wait. A lady's name. Sequoia.
Sequoia. No, it's just a dude yelled Sequoia. You're like a lady's name, and he's like, Sequoia.
Beautiful.
That's a lady from the balcony.
What, Sequoia's not good
enough? No ladies in the balcony.
Stevie?
No, that was not a lady.
Oh, you want
yes,
a lady?
I want a lady to say
giving
there,
a name, because I thought Sequoia is a woman's name.
Just did.
Joshua Tree?
Mackenzie. All right, got one.
Sequoia Mackenzie or just Mackenzie?
Huh?
Sequoia Mackenzie or just Mackenzie?
I really don't want to give Sequoia anything.
I met a Sequoia Mackenzie at Coachella. Yeah.
Mackenzie writes, I have a crazy, kinky, cybersex relationship with my long-distance male companion. That's right. I always try to block out the noise with music or a fan so my roommates don't have to hear. But one of my roommates, who's also my best friend, said something the other day that makes me think she might have overheard me saying and doing some weird shit. I often call my guy Daddy and say weird crap about how I want to pee all over his dick.
So the daddy thing seems normal.
I was with her on the daddy thing until
like, oh,
now
really
time.
With her. It's just what I'm into. I can't help it. Well, anyway, the roommate nonchalantly called me into her room the other day and started ranting about how she accidentally stumbled upon some erotic literature on the internet and realized what crazy kinks there are out there. Specifically, she singled out people with daddy fetishes and says, quote, it's the most repugnant thing on earth. I can literally understand any other fetish but that one. And then she told me to, quote, stay away from her dad.
So she definitely heard.
Way to read between the lines. She also said that the next most repulsive fetish is pee poop. I resent the accusation that they were lumped together like this, because really, I'm a lady who enjoys pissing on a dick. Doesn't mean I want to get shit slung at me. WTF, am I just being paranoid, or does it sound to you like she might want to be hinting at something? And if so, what do I do? Should I justify my fetish or just be more discreet in the future? P.S., excited to see you guys on April 6th at New York Live Show.
Shlomo's girlfriend.
So hold Shlomo up, is too embarrassed. Can we get Mackenzie?
Get her up here.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Is Mackenzie here?
Mackenzie?
We just walked somebody.
She's standing up.
Standing up.
Don't yuck your yum. Don't yuck the yum.
Let's give it up for Mackenzie.
Represent. She's peeing.
Piss isn't shit.
Nice to meet you. Piss isn't shit. Mackenzie, hi, how are you?
I'm doing so good right now. This is not embarrassing.
No, it's not at all. We have to stop stigmatizing this shit.
Right.
Okay.
This piss, you mean?
Hi. First, Jake's not standing. Scott's standing. Well, I'm standing.
Are you standing? We're just all standing.
This is the weirdest interview I've ever conducted.
I was just going to introduce myself.
Okay.
I'm Quiz Daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sit down.
Oh yeah.
Don't worry. I've said some.
Try to block out Jake's mom. She's not here.
Yeah.
Is the question very specifically why the pee-pee?
Yeah, I think that's. I feel like that's what it's on everybody's mind. Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. She asked us for advice.
Oh, your roommate knows.
Especially because she's here. Can you come up, roommate? Yeah. Yeah, your roommate probably knows the odds of her bringing up the daddy and the pee-pee back to back.
Yeah. She's wrong about the daddy. The daddy thing is out there. That's it. That's in the world. She should really grow up on that. But the pee thing. Now I've got questions. Why the pee-pee?
Oh, Lord.
And we have time.
I mean, Jake, why the gerbils? It's not fair to ask these things. It's just not fair.
And I'm going to answer after.
I would have never thought I'd have to do this.
But what an amazing opportunity, because now,
okay.
Now we can just play
this. Instead of saying why, how about sell it on us? Just sell it.
Okay.
Let's pitch it. Let's pitch it.
Yeah.
Well, what's the best part about sex?
Pissing on a dick.
Yes! 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 That's
it's obvious. The answer's obvious.
It.
I mean,
The best part about sex is feeling close to somebody that
how
you care about.
How wet it is.
How wet it is.
Oh.
I don't. I actually. I think I like the most amount of friction possible.
Oh. Well. Okay. As a lady, who here is a lady? Raise your hand if you're a lady. Have you ever been having sex and the male is it's making you dry and.
You know, there's. You could also use lube.
I don't.
But piss is nature's lube.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Go
there's
on.
More to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not okay. It's not the pee itself. I don't want like. I don't want a guy. Like I feel like when people think about. When people think about like golden showers, they think it's just like a girl laying on the ground and a guy just like pissing all over her body. I don't want that.
Wait,
no one.
Are you very much so against it, or like you could take it or leave it?
I've also got a question. Like, is it? Do you want to pee on the guy, or do you want the guy to pee on you? Or
so I don't want a guy to pee on me.
You
want
to be the peer.
That's disgusting. Yeah, yeah. I would not. Fuck that. Well, I have to say,
agreed.
I have like a rich history with peeing. I've peed in every body of water that I've ever touched.
That's cool.
No, it's my like same. Like.
Okay, I can do a Dead Sea, Sea of Galilee, Lake Michigan. I'm with you on that.
I guess it's just knowing that I always have to pee, and if you're a lady and a guy has like had sex with you and you've like really had to go, it can like hurt. So sometimes it's just like, you know, you don't have to worry about that. You could just never getting laid again.
Here's just one last question. Do you say like I'm gonna pee now, and then like you start peeing, or do you just pee and that's
well,
fine. How do you bring it? Also, follow up is like if you have asparagus, is that considered hot or less hot?
Oh,
oh
no!
Oh no, Jake.
I'm genuinely trying to understand.
I know you are. I really feel for you. I wish I could. I wish I could explain it better.
You know, you're explaining it great. I'm down to try it.
No.
No. Not yet. No. Not like yeah. Yeah. Totally. I'm just gonna pee on my face.
I will do the. sorry.
Squirt. That's all, folks.
Thank you.
No, but haven't we been hearing in the news lately? These scientists have said possibly that squirting and urinating is one and the same.
It is the same. It's the same. So that's what happened.
Is this true? Can we Snopes this? Yeah. Can someone Snopes this right now?
I'm pretty sure recently they have discovered that they are basically the same. And weird fact. Okay, so I've had a UTI before.
Start the slideshow. Back to the cat.
Humble brag.
I've had a UTI before, and if you've ever had a UTI, you have to the medicine you take to make it feel better. It can turn your pee orange. Well, I have something that makes
me. And that's extra hot or not extra hot?
No. It's just I'm getting to a realization I had, which is once I squirted. Oh my god, I hate myself. Once I squirted.
Right, actually, we have to break for a Squarespace ad. 1 second.
And my pee was orange. Like, my pee had been orange, like, the whole time of my UTI. But the pee that, like, the whatever that came out was clear. So that makes me think that, you know, maybe it's not the same.
In your face.
Yeah.
No, that's what you said.
No.
Said
yeah, you agree.
In your face.
Anyway.
In somebody's face. On someone's dick.
Well, I want to kind of, like, introduce sex positivity to people. Which I'm doing right now.
Not on our podcast. Everyone is a chaste virgin.
But,
go ahead. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know, like, is my roommate, from the stance she took, is she beyond hell? It's like, I can't get it through to her. Or does it not matter? It's like, you know. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Pee on her.
Pee on her. Pee on her. Pee on her. Pee on her. Pee on her.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. Not? We can't beat pee on her.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for coming. Thanks to Scott for coming.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
Thanks to New York
Thank
Podcast
you guys.
For having us. And thanks for listening. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.